This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Well, good morning to you. I'm Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning as we continue in the study on the book of Acts. And I trust it's been a good experience for you as it has been for me. I want to come to the end of this part of it this week and next week by speaking about the life of Stephen. And I want to speak to you this morning about Stephen, a spirit-filled man. And I want to read from Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, and this is what it says. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs amongst the people. Stephen, full of faith and power. I hope you got that. And then I want to turn to Acts chapter 7, and I want to read there from verse 60, and this is what it says to us. And it tells us about Stephen, and it says this about him. It says, and when they stoned Stephen, he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge with them any sins against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And so I want you just to catch this morning. Acts chapter 6 and verse 5 tells us this, and this is what we read in Acts chapter 6 and verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Do you notice that? They chose a man full of faith, and they chose a man full of the Holy Spirit. Undoubtedly, Stephen was one of the outstanding characters in the early church. But this important thing to underline about him is that he was full of the Holy Spirit. And this was the secret of his life and ministry. And this is God's plan and provision for every believer who trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only for a few chosen Christians, but it's for all Christians for all time. It doesn't matter how new you are, or how mature you are as a Christian. Christians not only have to minister, but they're also missionaries in their way as we go out to proclaim the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. But every single Christian needs to be full of the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, we are told this very clearly. When it was poured out, we read that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 2 verse 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is therefore to be the normal experience of every child of God. And we need to be very clear about this. And we read in Ephesians 5 verse 18, it says, do not be drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery, but ever go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. And what it's saying, it's written in the continuous present tense. It says, we ever go on being filled with the Holy Spirit, because the infilling for today is not sufficient for tomorrow. Each day we need to be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit. Now, let us look together at Stephen and see what it was to this man to be like a man full of the Holy Spirit. Number one, the Spirit-filled Christian is available to the Lord for whatever he appoints. We begin here because that is where it all began. The narrative begins here. It began in Acts chapter 6 and verse 2 and 3, and this is what it says to us. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. That's what they said. And then verse 3, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit, you got that, and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. And then we read again in verse 5. And this saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. So there we've got it. They chose a man that was full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Seven men were wanted, not for preaching or any other prominent task in the church, but for a hidden ministry. They were to serve tables. That's what we're told in the text. And that is to keep and to help us see that they were to administer the benevolent fund of the church. They were look after those who were in need, those that were in trouble financially, those that needed food, the benevolent fund of the church. They were to look after that. And the seven men who were selected were ready and available. And we see here this first one that is mentioned is Stephen. We therefore make the point, a spirit-filled Christian will be available to the Lord and to the church to whatever task the Lord appoints them. The task he may appoint may not be a prominent one, may be a backroom job, that's all it is. But are we available for whatever he wants us to do? And that is the important thing. We are available to him so that we may be used by him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Number two, a spiritful Christian is a channel for the wonder-working power of God. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, we read this, and then Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs amongst the people. Did you notice that? He did great signs and wonders. Yes, he was told of the supernatural working of the Holy Spirit through Stephen. Notice that this narrative says, and Stephen did great wonders. But of course, it was not Stephen that did the wonders. It was the Holy Spirit working in him and through Stephen. Stephen was only the channel through which the Holy Spirit could work the power of God through his life. And this should be true of every Christian. And it will be true if we are full of the Holy Spirit. God may perform miracles through us, and in the same way that he did through Stephen, but he will give evidence of his wonder-working power through our transformed lives and in many other ways, that he is sovereign and everything, that he decides everything. In John 14 verse 12 it says, and you shall do greater things than I'm doing, Jesus says, because I'm going to the Father. You'll do greater things than me. Why? Because the power of the Holy Spirit will work in us and through us when we make ourselves available to him. When we are filled with the Spirit of God, we will touch other lives through our words and through our works. We will touch other people's lives, and we will see lives transformed, not because of us, but because of the Christ who lives in us and through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, a spiritful Christian reacts graciously under provocation. And we read these words from Acts chapter 6, and I read from verse 9 onwards, and this is what it tells us. Then there arose from what is called the synagogue of the freemen, Cyrenius, Alexandra, and from Sicilia, and disputing with Stephen. But they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Wonderful. Then they secretly induced men to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. And they set him up, false witnesses against him. This man does not speak He speaks blasphemous words against the holy place and against the law. You hear what he's saying? For we have heard that he says about Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered up to us. Can you imagine? They bore false witness against him. That is what they did. And we are told that terrific onslaught they made by the religious people upon Stephen. They brought accusations which were not true against him. They disputed with him, and they secured men to be false witnesses. Isn't that terrible to think? They brought men and they told lies about him, and they hatched up a wicked plot. But all this failed to overflow and to discharge this man and to discourage this man who was filled with the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you have had the same kind of thing happen to you. Maybe you have been speaking for Jesus. Maybe you have been witnessing to people for the Lord Jesus Christ, and people haven't taken it well. Maybe some people have got cross with you. Maybe some people have spoken against you. And people do that from time to time. And so we need to realize that when we're witnessing for Jesus, when we're telling other people about Jesus, people can always come against you, and they use petty things against you. If Stephen had become nettled by them and angry with them, and he had done this against them, well, then their feelings would have been justified. But I want you to know how he reacted. He was a spirit-filled man, and even under this tremendous provocation he was facing, he had the face of an angel. That's what the Bible says. He had the face of an angel. And particularly notice that the last part of that verse, and I want us to just go back and to read this in Acts chapter 4 and verse 33, and this is what it says. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Great grace was upon them all. You see, when people come against us, how do you and I react? When people, do we act graciously? Do we become angry? Do we retaliate? And do we say things that maybe we shouldn't say? And that, let's look at Stephen this morning, how Stephen acted towards those against him. Number four, a spiritual Christian is mighty in the Scriptures. That's very clear. Mighty. Practically the whole of the seventh chapter of Acts is taken up with the record and the defense that Stephen made before the accusers. And the important thing is to notice that Stephen's speech is packed full of Scripture. Notice, it's packed full of Scripture. And you see what Stephen did, how he reacted. He used Scripture against the people. He spoke to them. Yes, he believed that the Scripture was the historical fact about Jesus Christ of Nazareth and other things. He was practical in his answering them. That's what the Bible tells me. Yes, he believed Scripture. He preached the Scripture. He was quite clear about it. It all came from Scripture in what he said to them. And we must be clear about that. He presented the Christ of Scripture. He preached Jesus Christ to them. And we must never forget that. He preached Jesus to these people. He was quite clear about what he was saying about the Lord Jesus Christ. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who were foretold, and the coming of the just one, that's Jesus Christ, whom you now become betrayers and murderers. He told them, he quoted to them what they had done to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he applied scripture to what was going on and what they were saying about himself. What is a spiritful Christian like? A spiritful Christian knows, loves, and preaches the Bible. There we've got it. Very simple. Nothing difficult. He knows, loves, preaches the Bible. Yes, he presents Christ in all of Scripture. Jesus must be the center of everything that we say because he's the center of Scripture itself. And he applies the Scriptures to his own life and to the lives of those who are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What does Colossians 3:16 say to us? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word of Christ must dwell in us richly. We must be able to give an answer for the hope that's in us. We must be able to answer from Scripture itself, not just a theory, nothing like that. We answer them with Scripture. Numbers 5, a spiritual Christian is sustained in the hour of adversity. And that's what we read here from Acts chapter 7. Let's read it, what it says to us. First, I want to read from verse 54, and this is what it says to us in verse 54. And when they heard these things, they were cut to their heart. They gnashed at him with their teeth. Do you notice that? They gnashed on him with their teeth. And then we read here, verse 57, then they cried out with loud voices, stopped their ears. They wouldn't listen. And they ran at him with one accord. That's what they did. They ran at him with one accord. And verse 58, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Do you get that? That's what he did. He cried out with a loud voice, and then he fell asleep. And so we see Stephen here. When Stephen is betrayed, and they attack Stephen, And they handed him over. And you see what they did to him. They hated him so much that they stoned him to death. He was the first Christian martyr. What was he doing? Was he feeling sorry for himself? Yes, was he overwhelmed with it? I'm sure he was. But you know what? He was crying out for mercy to them. He was saying, God, be merciful to them. No, the marvelous thing that Stephen kept his peace and his poise, and he did not go under, but he, I want to tell you, rode the storm, and he was victorious in the end. It might not seem to us this morning that he was victorious because he was stoned and he died, but verse 55 and verse 56 tell us something tremendous here. But being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Do you see that? Standing at the right hand of God. That's what happened. And then it says, and he looked, he says, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. What a man he was, a man full of faith, a man full of the Holy Spirit. We need to see that. What was he doing? No, as I said already, he wasn't feeling overwhelmed. He wasn't feeling sorry for himself. Stephen was at peace. He was at peace. He rode the storm victoriously. And we have the explanation. What is the explanation? Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. And being full of the Holy Spirit, he looked up and he saw the vision glorious. This is the way to be victorious in the midst of our testings, our trials, our sorrows, and our sufferings. How do we handle these things when they come our way? When we're going through dark experiences in life, how do you and I, and do we moan and grumble and complain about it? No, Stephen didn't do that. He looked at the vision glorious. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw him ever before him. And this is the way to be victorious in the midst of our testing, our sorrow, our suffering. A spiritful man endures. As he was smiling at them, and he was seeing the one who was invisible, the one who was at the right hand of the throne of God in glory. You know, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 8, my grace. Three times he sought the Lord to remove that thorn in his flesh, and three times the answer came back to him, Saul, Paul now, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is all sufficient. Because you know what, my friends? There's saving grace, but there's keeping grace. And the keeping grace of God will keep us in the hour of trial. When we're going through dark experiences, yes, the keeping grace of God will keep us. Number six, a spiritual Christian is like his Lord and Master. That's what it tells us. We read there from verse 59. This is what it says. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God, saying, Lord, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. That's what it tells us. Stephen was stoned to death. He prayed a twofold prayer, just like two petitions that Jesus offered when he was upon the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And Jesus said that. And Jesus looked at his mother and said, woman, behold your son. He took care of his mother even in these times. If a Christian is full of the Holy Spirit, he will be like the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been with Jesus. That's what Acts 4:13 says. They had seen and witnessed that these disciples, uneducated men, but they had been with the Lord Jesus Christ. It will shine forth from within because Christ is in us and Christ is the hope of glory. Number seven, a spiritual Christian is greatly lamented when he dies. We learn this from Acts chapter 2. And this is what it tells us. Acts chapter 8 and verse 2. This is what it tells us. And the devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Yes, they wept. What a loss this man was, Stephen. It was a great loss on earth. It was a great gain to heaven, I want to tell you. The Bible says in Philippians, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. What are spiritual Christians like? And the answer, it tells us in what we have studied today. They are men and women who are filled with the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have emptied themselves of self. They're concerned about others more than themselves. They want to be pleasing the Lord in everything they do. And then he will come to fill and to flood our lives with the power of his Spirit and the power of his presence. I pray this will encourage you this morning, that you too, as a believer in Christ, can be filled with the Holy Spirit every day of your life. D.L. Moody said, Lord, fill me because I leak so often. I need to be filled again. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness to us this morning. We thank you for your word to us. We pray that each one of us might know that we are filled afresh with the Holy Spirit to be your servants today as we reach out to people. We are Christ to people that we come in contact with. Amen. God bless you. I trust you're going to have a tremendous day with the Lord Jesus today. If you need any help of counseling, then please contact Radio Cape Pulpit 021-180-5744, 021-180-5744, or you can contact me, Pastor Brian, Mondays to Thursdays from 9 to 12, 021-552-4096. 552-4096. God bless you. Have an incredible day today.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.